Hi, Kevin Murphy here. You're listening to Conversations with Kevin, a show about innovation, creativity, product, and purpose. It contains all the ingredients that make up what Kevin Murphy is and what we stand for. So I'm Kevin Murphy, and this is Conversations with Kevin.
Welcome to Conversations with Kevin. I'm Kate Reed, Design Director for Kevin Murphy and Colour. I'm here today with Janine Simons, owner of Main Salon in New Zealand and Colour Master for Asia Pacific. Thanks for joining me today. You've been working with Kevin Murphy for around 7 years now and you're a salon owner. Tell me about the salon.
Yeah, sure thing, Kate. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? And I feel like I'm surrounded by the absolute best people. With my salon, the salon is called Main Salon. It's based in Wellington, New Zealand. I have a great team there and they're all super passionate and very career-orientated stylists. We do a huge amount of colour in the salon and we have a really strong supportive culture. I feel very blessed to have all of the Mainies in my world.
I love that you call them Mainies. How did that come about, calling them Mainies?
Well, actually, I used to call them the Maniacs. Now it's the Mainies.
I see how you changed that.
Yeah.
Did it come from anything, just the salon name?
Yeah, just the salon name. And then behaviours like Maniacs, of course, but of course, and then shortened to Mainies, which is a little bit more commercially sensitive.
Yeah, I'm sure the clients feel better about that one. So we're here today to discuss the new Kevin Murphy Plus Blonde range, which is really exciting. It's a new line for us. It's featuring 6 high lift shades designed to achieve ultra light results with warm, cool and neutral options. We're so pumped for this launch as the gentle and high performance product is a solution for busy salons like yours, Janine, and it lightens up to 5 levels for optimal lift and neutralization, all while protecting the hair's integrity. We have a new breakthrough technology in this, which we're going to discuss today.
Yes, and you know, the experience that we've had with it in the salon so far has been phenomenal. Having 6 essential shades with an optimized combination of color pigments offering a variety of blonde possibilities, and it's ammonia-based, Kate.
Yeah, it is. So this is something new for us. And without ammonia, it's really impossible with a shade to lighten up to 5 levels. So we're excited and the brand recognizes we need to cover all clients' demands. And it's really up to the colorist on what they choose in their salon. But results really drive the colorist's choice a lot of the time.
Definitely. And I'm really loving all of the shade options. And Kate, you mentioned the new technology, which I'm absolutely sure makes this a superior product. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's called KM Argan Sphere technology. And this is an innovative pigment delivery system for fast, precise, long-lasting and uniform color results while protecting the integrity of the hair. So what it is, and this is the short version for you today, KM Argan Sphere technology, it suspends spherical droplets of argan oil and pigments and scatters them evenly through the formula and ultimately creates this beautiful consistency with superior spreadability. It helps with the pigment delivery, so making it penetrate really fast, and the hair is so consistently flawless with the results, and that's because of the uniform saturation that happens throughout the hair.
Yeah, that's what I've definitely noticed with my experience so far is the viscosity and the consistency. It's so even and fast. The KM Argan Sphere technology really creates that spreadability, and on all textures too, Kate, all hair textures, even with varying porosities.
I noticed the first few times I used it, you know, often you get those clients that haven't colored their hair, they're lighter depths, but the ends might be naturally lighter or they've been in the sun and it's quite uneven in porosity. One of the great things, you know, applying this product from new growth to ends for me is you want to see what happens. And it gave me totally perfect, even results, even over those uneven porosities, where normally you might get a little bit of overtone with some other high lifts that I've used before. So it really gives the most even color results. And part of the Argan Sphere technology is when it gets activated, it delivers the necessary combination into the hair cortex and around the matrix. Meanwhile, reflect of the pigments counteract and neutralize, creating these uniform, beautiful blondes.
Yeah, I really think that's one of the superpowers of this new product, Kate, is that neutralizing and counteracting while we're lightening. The ultimate protection also by the argan oil really helps us to nourish and revitalize that hair. So our results are so smooth and shiny, and the healthy looking blondes, you can really see the integrity of the hair is excellent afterwards. The other really great thing, being an ammonia-based product, we have a complex called Floral Accord. This is a really innovative fragrance complex that neutralizes the ammonia smell and scent during our color application, giving us really fresh and clean notes. You can smell the light fragrance that improves the in-salon experience for both our stylists and our clients.
Yeah, I know that I'm not a fan of that smell, and this product does not have it at all. So the fundamental brand core statement also follows with the product being vegan ingredients. It's actually organic argan oil, and it also has a recyclable tube and cap and outer recyclable packaging.
Yeah, sustainability is key, and this really hits the mark with that. But let's talk about the blonde high lift highlights. One of the great things about it is it delivers up to 5 levels of lightening and that refining and toning in one easy application. This is so important in the salon, as we have such a big demand for blonde. It's still one of the number one services, and not all of our stylists and their clients want to use a lightener or bleaching product when they're working, and they're also always after faster color services.
Yeah, absolutely. It delivers a range of blonde reflex. We generally, if you want a blonde, I was going to say blonde, you can do blonde
too.
Yeah. But if you want a really light blonde, use it on a 5 depth or lighter. And it's great to not have to refine or tone the hair. It feels so well nourished and strong, and you can really tell the benefits of the argan oil on the hair. It's revitalizing. It adds a huge amount of shine as well.
Yes, and the KM Argan Sphere technology creates such a smooth viscosity. It's the gel cream-like consistency, and you really notice on all hair porosities how evenly it spreads and just how fast you can apply it and get it through the hair as well. It adheres to the hair super well. And the color results are so precise and very even on all hair textures. And I think that's a really great thing.
Yeah, like I said before, it is so even on uneven areas. I'm a huge fan of the Floral Accord Complex, which obviously Kevin Murphy has always been known for its fragrance. And that's one of the things we hear all the time. Oh, I love the smell. It smells so amazing. And you can really notice this. It's such a soft, pleasant fragrance as well. The key things when you're working with a high lift blonde is obviously the amount of lightening you require. So that's always determined by the cream activator you choose. So blonde high lift is mixed with our normal Color Me cream activators, and we still work like we normally do with 30 volt, 9% or 40 volt, 12%, just depending on how much lightening you'd like is which one you would choose. So we use one part blonde high lift and two parts cream activator. When you require 3 to 4 levels of lightening, we would choose our 30 volume, our 9%. And when you want 4 to 5 levels of lightening, you would choose our cream activator, 40 volt, our 12%. Obviously, consider the texture of the hair, because that always impacts your end result. So coarse hair may like 40 vol compared to really fine hair may need 30 vol for a similar result. So for 4 levels of lift, if you wanted 4 levels of lift and the hair was baby fine, you might need 30 vol. If the hair was coarse, you might need 40 vol for that same result. So you need to break down your scenarios logically, like you already do.
Yeah, 100%, Kate. Activator is, the choice of our activator is so important, because it absolutely delivers our end result. And when we're using our blonde high lift, we're using in the salon at the moment as an introductory blonding product for clients with natural hair, because some of our clients are not ready to use lightener, but they want to try a blonding service. And this product can offer and support multiple users in the salon when we're working creatively. Classically, we've used it for blondes on new growth, 5 to 6 depth or lighter mostly. But we're also creatively using it to lighten and enhance the underlying pigment. We're using this to create warmer results like a copper or a gold from a 3 to 7 depth. And the other way we're using it too is to create those really beautiful undertones to give our clients a beautiful pastel shade.
Yeah, it is so nice for that. I'm a huge fan of using high lift on natural redheads because shades like the 12.0, which is natural, or a 12.21, it's a beige ash. It can lighten 3 to 5 levels and it really enhances the warmth. So the highlights work with those natural reflex in the hair. It's just so pretty because I know when we use lightener and we go in and we use a lightener on those hairs, it looks so disconnected from that natural color that's already in their hair. So these just really work with those natural pigments and it looks so harmonious. Also working with 12.0 on the hairline so it doesn't overtone. A lot of the time salons will not apply to the hairline and then they'll apply for like the last 10 or 15 minutes, but they don't get the lightening that the rest of the hair gets. So I suggest always diluting your formula with like a 12.0 so you can leave it on the whole time and it gets that full lightening as well. I know we haven't gone through the shades, Janine. We can quickly go through the shades as well, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure thing. The it's great. We've got a couple of new reflex in our shade offering. So one of my favourites is 12.9. It's nice to have the green reflect coming through. So I'm using a lot of the 12.9, especially on darker depths of hair, to neutralise that red or expose it, if you like, when I'm lightening.
So that you mentioned green, it's 12.9 and 9 is matte. So it's a new green reflect. Super exciting.
It's brilliant. Honestly, it's a bit of a game changer when it comes to blonding hair on those darker depths or even sort of a depth kind of 5 sometimes when you're wanting to create that beautiful caramel balayage. We can mix the 12.9 with the 12.1 and we get such a beautiful result with that neutralizing toning at the same time.
So we've got a 12.1 as well, which is a 12 high lift in ash.
Yes.
Beautiful.
We have a 12.81 and a 12.18. And I think these are both excellent shades for we often need a combination of violet and ash. And we can choose whether we want a stronger violet or a stronger ash, depending on what depth we're lightening from or where we're wanting to take our clients to.
So talking about the 12.18, so it's ash and then violet. So on a 7 depth, this type of shade is perfect. On if you want a natural to cooler result, you might use the 0.18 because it's ash violet. Where if you want a warmer result, you might use the 12.81 because it's violet and then ash. So they're both great for 7 depths, right?
Yes, excellent. Yeah, excellent. And then last but not least, we have a 12.21, which is a beige ash.
Yeah, new reflect for us here, which is exciting again. Really beautiful for those biscuity colours. Depending on, you know, if you're using this on an 8 depth, you're going to get more natural results. Anything darker, you're going to get warm results because it's really driven by the beige in this color. And beige is made up, if you weren't aware, of more of a warm yellower tone with a little bit of a green tone. And then you've also got the ash in there. So it's a mixture of warm and cool shades together.
Yes, and I agree. It's brilliant on an 8 depth. You get the most beautiful blonde without too much warmth coming through.
Yeah, and then we do have our 12.0, so our natural, which we did mention before. Great for diluting colours down. All of these can be mixed together. But so those are our new 6 reflex.
Yeah, so I feel like we've got a very good offering amongst the new high lifts. We can achieve all of the blonde services that we need to in the salon. And this is something we do a lot now. The longevity of the tone is so great and it's really low maintenance for clients that don't come into the salon so often. You mentioned before, Kate, the word harmonious, and I really feel like that is the perfect word to sum up the result you get when we use the high lifts for these lightening services.
Yeah, I think blondes today are so dimensional as well. So a lot of the time people are not just using lightener. We're seeing, we had that huge movement through of, you know, balayage and new growth shadows and zone toning. And this really helps to create some of those results without all of that toning work, because you can mix your lightener and your high lift together, and through your execution of your placement is create beautiful dimensional blondes in the hair. So we're talking about a variation of applications, and we've always seen a lot of high lift use on those solid new growth applications. That's kind of, you know, what was happening, I think, more with high lifts. Today we're seeing a little bit more of those foil placements with high lifts. And you can also see more of those foilage techniques that people are really integrating, not even to the new growth with some of these products, but more from, you know, mid-lengths and ends to really create dimension through the hair as well. When we gave it to our key network, I saw a lot of them use it even for shoe shine methods. So many different things that people are doing in salon. And one of the great things as well is you can actually apply heat to this product, and it helps the development time to move along a little bit faster. And then it's only 30 to 40 minutes. So without heat, you're looking at 50 to 60 minutes.
I think that's one of the great things too, is being able to speed up that processing time. When stylists are behind the chair and clients are in the chair, they're always looking for faster services. And again, a really good point that you make, Kate, about activator is, you know, if you're doing a shoe shine type of service, you might want to consider increasing your activator to 40 vol 12%. And a question that we often get asked around high lift is, does it lighten and tone, or lighten and then tone? And Kate, I know that you have the answer here.
It's a funny one, this, because I feel like it's so, you know, products generally always lighten and tone. I think over the years people have heard, oh no, this product, it does all the lightening and then it tones at the end. But how Kevin Murphy plus Blonde High Lift works is it lightenings and tones in parallel through the oxidizing process. So the natural pigments are destroyed when lightening. There's precursors and couplers, and they connect to form color pigments, which tone and refine and color the hair. So if you visualize these two actions, the hair starts lifting from dark, breaking down the melanin and lightening. So the pigments start from invisible, basically, and then start developing to a visual color, which is your tone and your reflect, and also is your depth as you lighten. With this in mind, it's easy to understand that both things happen at the same time once all components are mixed and applied onto the hair. At first, only the lifting is noticeable, because when you're lightening from a 5 or a 6 depth, you've got so much undertone in the hair, that's all you can see is the yellow, the orange, and all of that warmth coming through. So the toning becomes more noticeable once you get to those lighter levels of like an 8, a 9, a 10, and really to those platinum colors, because that's when the reflect from those pigments is really sitting on no undertone. So you can actually see the tone beautifully on the hair. And this is maybe why people think all the lifting happens before the actual colouring and refining.
Yeah, makes total sense, Kate, and I agree. You can see how this can happen, as the undertone is warm and you can't actually see the hair tone yet, as the orange or yellow is just so strong. There is a great tool that we created, though, to show you the results at each level. It's fantastic and it makes it so easy to follow.
Yeah, absolutely. So you'll see on their charts when they come, or you can actually download on the digital technical manual. There's a Blonde High Lift wool chart and it's got the guide there for you to use. But you can see the results on medium to fine hair. How it is, you know, I must say the 12.18, I'm obsessed with. I'm so blown away. It's so pearly and crisp on a 7 depth. And obviously it's the ash violet, so it's best used on an orange yellow undertone. I've also tried it on an 8 depth and I absolutely loved it, because it looks so pearly and the reflect looks so magical.
Yeah, I've been blown away by many of these high lift results. Like, traditionally, I have to say, hand on heart, I'm not a high, well, haven't been a high lift stylist. However, these have completely changed my mind, and I'm using them in the salon so much more because of the beautiful results in the one-step action. I love it in the salon to create brassy free brunettes. The 12.9, as I mentioned before, it's particularly great on those darker depths as it really neutralizes out that orange and red. And we're lightening on these depths and they're not having to tone, which is amazing. They're super great also, Kate. We're using them in the salon to add dimension to blonde. So we do this quite a bit by either alternating with one of our lighteners for multi-tonality and dimension. But as you talked about earlier too, we often just use a high lift and a foliage or teasy light kind of technique as well, rather than new growth application or new growth to ends. So we've really utilized these high lifts to create caramel and honey balayages because the lift and the blend that we get with no need to tone is saving us so much time and delivering beautiful, gorgeous commercial results that our clients are loving.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love watching your salon and the way they use product to maximize time, income. We all know in the salon, you know, we make money based on time. So the shorter we can make our services, the more clients you can do and the more money you can actually make. So these new blonde high lifts are really elevating our blonding game in the salon. Anyone who wants to learn more, we have the Connect platform. So you can log on to Connect and it'll take you through Blonde High Lift class and you can find all the information on there. I also mentioned as well the Digital Technical Manual. I love the Digital Technical Manual. It's on our website. And once you click over to the professional page, you can see the information in there. And we have all of our downloadable charts in there as well, which is great for the salon. On a busy day, sometimes it's hard to remember how things are mixed or what the timing is. And it just makes a really easy access point.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Digital Technical Manual, you know, is a bit of a salon Bible, to be honest, because you're right. We are so often very busy and there might be a small thing that you just need to double, triple check. And having printed things on the wall is great. However, it can get very busy with that too. So we use the tech in the salon all the time for that. And, you know, there are so many ways to learn in the salon today, when it suits and how it suits. And we love all of our team doing Connect prior to having an educator in the salon. This is so that when someone comes in to have a chat with them or teach them or we're doing a hands-on session, they've actually got a really good understanding before we spend that time practicing and learning more.
Yeah, I actually have been doing some salon training lately, and I think it's one of those tools that's underutilized. There's so much to learn from Connect. And even as a salon owner, to get your team on Connect, you can actually see how well everyone's doing with their color knowledge and get their test scores. And, you know, I think it's a great way of really elevating your team. And as a brand, Kevin Murphy really helps to do that and take the hard work out of it for you. How have you seen the results, Janine, in your salon from the team using that platform?
I was just going to add to that. Yes, because Connect, we've been using it. I've had a couple of new stylists start recently and it has been a brilliant tool for onboarding them when it comes to information and especially around Colour Me. If they're new to Colour Me or Kevin Murphy, they can just jump on there in their own time or in time that we allocate them in the salon and they can learn that way. It's so interactive that what they do, they remember. So the level of knowledge that they gain is brilliant. And then when it comes to my more experienced stylists, there's still times when we might all need to refer to perhaps a PhD formulation or we're doing a pre-pigment or a repigment before going darker. And we just quickly, they jump on their phones, they log into their Connect and they have a quick look at what that looks like. And it's all right there at their fingertips. It's great.
That's awesome. Now, lastly, we didn't talk about when we remove the Kevin Murphy Plus Blonde High Lift. What do we do? So we normally have our finishing regimen. Is it the same with this product, Janine?
Yes, it is the same. So we use our Everlasting Wash, rinse, and then follow with an Everlasting treatment or leave-in.
And in the salon, what percentage of clients are using the Everlasting Colour treatment?
Our treatments tend to sit around the 60%. So I would say 6 out of 10 clients, we do an Everlasting treatment on post-colour.
That's nice. So has it helped to increase the salon business? What were you doing before?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we have a fairly strong focus on what I call salon performance indicators in the salon. So we do a lot of work on the conversation to have around treatments and where to pepper that into your consultation process. The biggest thing is education. Most clients, once you've educated them on the benefits of having an everlasting leave-in treatment and the bond building for the integrity of the hair, we generally get a yes, I will invest in that today. Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. I'm obsessed with it on my hair. It's such a great service and so quick because it's a leave-in, it's instant. We absolutely love that. So finishing these blonde services with your finishing regimen and helping to grow your treatment business where you can, it's great that 60% of your clients are having them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think with the everlasting leave-in treatment, we apply that in the chair as well. You know, traditionally we do a lot of treatments at the basin and clients can smell it and experience the massage, but they don't necessarily see it. So it's quite nice to be able to change that up and they can see you apply it and you can chat more about it while you're doing it as well.
That's nice. We love a bit of theatre in the salon.
Absolutely.
Well, it's been such a delight to talk with you today, Janine. I always love hearing what you're up to and how you're using products in the salon. Thank you so much for joining me.
No problem. It's a pleasure, Kate. And I'm super looking forward to high lifts out there in the real world for everyone.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us and listening to Conversations with Kevin.